the Samsung Neo QLED 8K TV featuring incredible color volume with 8K AI upscaling powered by 20 neural networks on an impossibly slim screen is the kind of TV that's so visually astounding, so unfathomably well-designed, it has to be seen to be believed. Don't believe me? Well, okay then. Radio has its limits. Samsung Neo QLED 8K. Unreasonably good.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today that she has clarity about that these teachings, in particular this one today, helps give her clarity about what's right and wrong and true and false according to the Holy Spirit. Ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted and that you can understand persecution much better when you understand Bible prophecy because that plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. Talking about the two witnesses and in Revelation chapter 11, but I just briefly want to take a moment and explain something. In the previous podcast, I mentioned about being grateful when the United States is judged and not being attached to this country, but being attached to the New Jerusalem. I want to explain something because with the way that the lukewarm church is and all the false teaching, it's very common for someone to say, well, that's not right. You're not supposed to be happy when... You're not supposed to be happy, you know, when something happens like that, like a big thing that's supposedly bad, right? The United States falls and is judged and, you know, turns into smoke and ashes and is turned into an example for the whole world. That's not a good thing. You're not supposed to be happy about that, right? Okay, that's incorrect according to the scriptures, okay? It's not a bad thing, okay? It's a good thing, okay, for many reasons, okay, because the United States is very sinful and it corrupts the whole world with its wickedness, all right? It teaches, I've been to third world countries where they don't hardly know any English and they don't know, they don't even have, you know, running water and modern plumbing, but yet they've got t-shirts of American, you know, movie stars and singers and rap artists, and they know American phrases and stuff like that. It is a source of a lot of evil, okay? And it should be judged. And everything that blasphemes God, and now it's teaching all this gender-bending stuff with children, okay, and homosexuality, it needs to fall flat on its face. It's evil, okay? Again, come out. It's just like it says in the book of Revelation, come out of her, my peoples, you know, so that you don't share in her plagues, okay? But just to go by this according to scripture, when Babylon is judged, okay, by God, this is the response of everyone in heaven. It says after, this is Revelation chapter 19, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again, they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders said, and the four beasts fell down on their, fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Alleluia, Amen, Alleluia. Okay. And it goes on to worship more. But they're grateful. They're happy. They're like, that was evil. It's doing a lot of bad stuff. Okay. It's corrupting the world. And you judged it. You stopped it. Thank you, Father. And if you're full of the Holy Ghost, okay, and eternally minded, and your heart and your mind is about God's agenda, okay, and what's right and true according to Him, and not this world, not this life, okay, you will be glad when the United States is judged also, okay, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, okay. Need a break with all this false teaching that says that it's all about love and mercy and everything like that, okay, if there's any of that in your heart and mind, okay, because if you are thinking incorrectly, then you're not filled with the Holy Spirit and thinking according to His agenda and His desires, okay. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover, and when she's done, reads it again, ask to be filled with the Holy Ghost so she can understand all these things. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal